demonstrates our public in this country. Because we must realize that as important for what we're doing, or shall we put it, the level of criticism of what we do escalates, it encourages the enemy. And therefore, we don't want that to happen to the extent that we can mitigate. On the other hand, we must also realize that in terms of getting ourselves into a position where we can react very strongly to enemy offensive action, we have not been in a better position to do so for a long time. The American people will understand it for two reasons. One, because American ground forces are not involved, and therefore we won't have all that on television. And second, because of the peace proposal having been made, and having been rather generally supported, and having been reacted to by a step up in the military. So under these circumstances, we're now in a position for a period of time which could pass. It might pass in 60 days, it might pass in 30 days, it'll last me. For a period of time where the action that we take, we can take, where the level of activity is in the air. That's what we're talking about. It can be much greater than it otherwise would be. Now we'll look at the it is well to give an enormous discretion, because there may be a day or a time when something very sensitive may be discussed in the diplomatic front. It might be, for example, one of the reasons you don't give just a blank kind of thing is that who knows, maybe not too good a chance, but could be, who knows, when perhaps there could be peace on the nibble in the negotiating. If there is, I'm just using that as an example. You have to be in a position to know whether you want to do it that time or at another time. That's what we have to do. We can't go fast. On the other hand, when we see your contingency plans, let's see not only what the North, the South Vietnamese, who have been trained, but are still somewhat ignorant in terms of modern warfare is concerned. What they have asked for, what General Abrams has asked for, but also what the impact, the Joint Chiefs and the rest come up with, as to what we can do that we are not doing. That's why I want to see the getting off. We want to see the more B-52s, we want to see the A-1s, anything that you think. Maybe not any of them, but maybe we'll do all of them. And also in terms of the targeting thing, we've gone over this before, and we've got two or three plans on going that. So I think we've got a pretty good range of targets, including the ones you mentioned. But we'll take another look at the targets too, as it plays if the level of enemy activity is such, and the timing is right, and the weather is right, we can do quite a bit.
Yes, sir.
And we thoroughly intend to do so. The main thing we all have to understand here is that the greatest miscalculation of North Vietnamese is that we will pay, on our part, an exorbitant price because of the political situation in the United States. That's not true. Because there's one determination I made. We're not going to lose. Not there. I determined that long ago. We wouldn't have gone into Cambodia. We wouldn't have gone into Laos. If we had not made that determination, the politics is what was motivating what we were doing. I would have declared immediately after I took office in January of 1969 that the whole damn thing was the role of Johnson and Kennedy. It was the Democrats' war. We're ending it like Eisenhower ended Korea, and we're getting the hell out and let it go down to two. We didn't do that. We didn't do it. Politically, whatever, it would have been wrong for the country, wrong for the world, so forth and so on. But having come to this point, the United States is not going to lose. And that means we will do what is necessary. But we can't do it in terms of pusillanimous planning and options that are inadequate. So we want to see what you have. Yeah, but don't just write it to the record. You know, I know everybody's going to write all this stuff out. We'll ask for all this, and he'll turn down this in a story, and here in the New York Times, and go, only the devil can know it. sitting in this chair when I ordered Cambodia Laos. We had that Cambodia Laos, our cash would be $100 today rather than at least $5. So my point is, even with the election facing us, even with the diplomatic initiatives we have, we have to win it. We have to be sure we don't lose here for reasons that affect China. They affect Russia. They affect the Mideast. They affect Europe. That's what this is all about. Now, having said all that, we don't want to be dumb about it. That's really what it is now, because we have a very delicate public opinion situation in this country. And at the moment, it's a little quiet, but they'll stir up again.
Mr. President, on that score, also, I think that you could impress on President Chu, he probably knows him, but as Tom says, this is a critical test. And even if it looks after this is over with, if we had to come to his rescue, it's going to cause us trouble getting additional economic military appointments. If he comes out of this looking as if the administration is working, he is successful, that's going to help us in our future.
It'll really help us a lot.
It's damn important for him to fully understand that.
Yeah, understands it. No question.
He's got to win this on his own.
That's right.
And incidentally, as far as our own activities are concerned, do everything, but fire every goddamn PRO officer in the Defense Department. Don't talk about it. Just do it. You know? Let it in there, but don't say we had so many sorties and all this. If the Army pulls this off, let them have the credit. Very important. They get the credit. Not our B-52s, not our A-1s, not Drake. Let's do it. But let's be sure that the Army in this instance gets the credit. We'll get the blame if it fails. But if we want them to get the credit. That also is very important in terms of you're getting the dough for what we need.
Yes.
Signal and others straighten out the rack because obviously the press is going to try to close this to the North Vietnamese, maybe no matter how it comes up.
I know.
Yeah.
Yes, every yard of ground that is lost, every hamlet that is captured, every provincial town that may fall will be that. That's part of it. That's true. And you have a situation, a rather ironic situation. You think of World War I and World War II, and even Korea, whenever it was Chong Landing. Whenever our side won, good God, it was front page, and everybody was cheering. It was great. Now, whenever our side wins, of course it adds. And whenever you're inside the enemy, does anything good, big, that's great. And just shields. We have that situation. You know? We all know. You're absolutely right about that. But that's all right. Let me say, the important thing in the long run, though, is to win. The important thing, the propaganda will hurt for a while, then sure, there'll be what Mellis described as spectacular as the rest. And we don't want to be Pollyannish about it, saying, yeah, this is a hell of a battle. Many battles have been lost. And just to leave it in the proper context, all of you students of military history, I've mentioned it before here, you remember, General. March 21st, the period of World War I, the British suffered what was supposed to be an enormous defeat, and a General Gough was disgraced as a result of it and retired. And yet, historically, when you look at the fact that in the 2 weeks of that battle, they lost 400,000. The Germans lost 400,000. The first time that they lost as many as the other time. The Germans lost the war because of that battle. Because he put everything he had in there and didn't break. So the most important thing here is to remember the headlines may be bad. We will have lost the hell. How many times have we lost Cambodia? We've got, if you look at CBS over the past year, I was looking at it, there have been at least 30 broadcasters that have not been so bald. Hasn't fallen. Maybe it will. The point is, we've got to face propaganda, but we're talking about just being sure that doing everything we can to see that the arc comes through. And it's tough, but maybe it will.
Mr. President, I asked a question on that. President, I'd like